what we learned talking with our line people with our first initial bill, House Bill 4515, a lot of our Lyme sufferers, once they're diagnosed with Lyme and they receive 21 days of antibiotics or the CDC protocols, their insurance, their private paying insurance, would quit paying for their medical costs. And, you know, that's just, that's wrong. And we, working with Jennifer Russell and many other Lyme advocates, we were able to pass House Bill 889, which mandates insurance coverage for Lyme sufferers.
Are you surprised at the attention that all of this has brought now on Lyme disease, where I don't know if you would call it, you know, I don't know if you call it like a hidden sickness or something of that nature, but how this, you know, these pieces of legislation and the attention that Jennifer and you brought to this, and now, you know, people know about it, I guess. I mean, are you surprised by what has resulted in all of this, I guess?
It's been very exciting. Just a few weeks ago, we had an hour-long conversation with a doctor and a constituent in Texas, trying to get their state legislators to pass some Lyme coverage. I've talked with legislators in Wisconsin. I'll be meeting someone next week in Chicago who's a legislator in Michigan. She's trying to get legislation passed in Michigan and Arkansas. We've had discussion with people in Arkansas. So it's really been, it's been Illinois, but the eyes have been on Illinois these past 2 years of what we're doing to help with protecting our doctors and also protecting the people with Lyme disease through insurance policies.